Here's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff. Olsen Butcher & Deli is now offering certified Angus beef brand that sets the bar for incredible flavor. Every steak, roast, and pack of ground beef is certified to deliver juicy, tender, and consistently great taste. If it's not certified, it's not the best. Just ask our butchers. Trusted by home cooks and five-star chefs alike, this quality begins on family farms and ranches dedicated to higher standards. Stop by Wholesome Butcher & Deli in Edinburgh and Woodstock to find the best beef, certified Angus beef, and visit wholesomebutcher.com. From the colleges on Wednesday, we'll start with women's basketball in the ODAC Tournament quarterfinals. Shenandoah edged Guilford 61-60. The Hornets had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, but the Quakers cut it to one possession twice late in the game. However, the fourth-seeded Hornets made their free throws to hold off Guilford, who hit a three-pointer at the buzzer for that one-point margin. Brennan Nesselrod led the way with 19 points. Emily Williams, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 steals. Shenandoah moves on to the semifinals. They'll face the top seed Washington and Lee in Salem on Saturday. Meanwhile, third-seeded Bridgewater topped Hollins 57-47. Riley Corcoran had 22 points and 10 rebounds. Jaden Polston, 15 points, 5 boards, 4 steals. The Eagles' semifinal opponent will be second-seeded Randolph-Macon. Elsewhere Wednesday, JMU rolled past Old Dominion 77-55. Ashanti Barnes had 19 points, 14 rebounds as well. Peyton McDaniel scored 19 as well for the Dukes. Bree Robinson, 15, and Grace McDonough had a double-double, 13 points, 10 boards. The JMU men were victorious again, 82-66 over Georgia Southern. Madison had a pair of 10-0 runs in the second half. To pull out the victory, they shot 55% from the field. Cliff Davis again led the scoring with 24 points. Preston Fowler, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Men's volleyball on Wednesday, Eastern Mennonite beat Bridgewater 3-1. Jose Melendez and James Powell both had 10 kills for the Royals. Midweek baseball, Bridgewater improved to 8-0 as they pounded Christopher Newport 18-1. Jackson Walter smashed a couple of three-run home runs. He drove in 8 for the game. Zach Chadwell went deep with a three-run shot, and Trent Holland, 4 hits and 3 RBIs. Shenandoah took down Hood 13-5. The Hornets are 6-0. Tyler Smith, 2 bombs with 6 runs driven in. Dominic DiTavio and Zeke Matthews also left the yard for the Hornets. And Eastern Mennonite got outscored by Mary Washington 13-11. The Royals were down 8-0 after 3, came back to cut it to 1, but that was as close as they could get. Jet Cabin-Ban and Hattikel Bruno both had 2 RBIs for EMU. Men's lacrosse Wednesday, Bridgewater beat Greensboro 9-8. Riley Stewart had the game winner. Mary Washington topped Shenandoah 10-4. And for the ladies, Shenandoah blanked Eastern Mennonite 21-0. Ayla Jans had 4 goals and 2 assists. And that's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.